Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, June 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Biopath Holdings, Inc., OTQB BPTH, Q1 25. Stonegate Capital Partners recently updated coverage on Biopath Holdings, Inc. for Q1 2025. Biopath is a biotechnology company focused on RNA interference therapeutics. Their lead candidate, prexigebersen, is in phase 2 trials for acute myeloid leukemia. Another candidate, BP1A, is showing promise for solid tumors, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. The company is also preparing an IND application for BP1003 to treat pancreatic cancer. Biopath's proprietary DNAbilize platform enhances drug stability and cellular uptake. They have strong IP protection and strategic relationships with leading cancer centers. With multiple drug candidates in the pipeline and a strong valuation, Biopath is positioned for success in the biotechnology industry. Investor news breaks: AI-driven lending. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, sets new standard in funding solutions for SMBs. Favo Capital Inc., a rapidly growing private credit company, is setting a new standard in funding solutions for small and medium-sized businesses. With over $138 million in total funding supporting more than 10,000 businesses, Favo leverages AI-powered analytics for faster, smarter funding decisions. The company, publicly listed and regulated, operates in 45 states and the Dominican Republic, offering fast, flexible financing that can result in funding delivered within hours. Favo Capital's strategic expertise combined with cutting-edge fintech solutions is revolutionizing the lending industry. For more information, visit Favo Capital's website at www.favocapital.com.
Blue Water Autonomy appoints Tim Glinatsis as Chief Operating Officer. Blue Water Autonomy Inc. has appointed Tim Glinatsis as Chief Operating Officer. With a background in naval shipbuilding and government contracting, Tim's expertise will drive operational strategy and scaling efforts for autonomous maritime solutions. His experience at General Dynamics includes managing multi-billion dollar naval programs. Tim's leadership will focus on accelerating growth and aligning teams to achieve strategic objectives. Blue Water Autonomy, founded in 2024, is revolutionizing unmanned ships with integrated hardware, software, and AI technology. For more information, visit Blue Water Autonomy's website.
Morit Hawk & Hamroff announces new hires. Morit Hawk & Hamroff, a New York-based commercial law firm, has expanded their capabilities in South Florida with the addition of the attorneys from Saavedra Goodwin, a Fort Lauderdale-based boutique law firm. This marks their second significant expansion into South Florida. Following the 2023 announcement, when Greg Ritter and several attorneys from Ritter Chusied LLP joined to establish its first full-service office location. Damaso W. Saavedra, founder of Saavedra Goodwin, will join as senior counsel, along with Randolph M. Brombacher as of counsel and Caitlin J. Bronstein as an associate, along with three additional staff members. This acquisition enhances their ability to deliver positive results for clients in Florida, further solidifying their presence in the region.
Merchant appoints Rich Policastro as Managing Director. Merchant, a global operating company that provides growth capital, strategic resources, and support to independent financial services firms, has appointed industry veteran Rich Policastro as Managing Director. With over 30 years of leadership experience in the financial services industry, Rich will help deepen engagement across Merchant's ecosystem of service partners, supporting advisors with access to best-in-class solutions. His expertise includes helping RIAs drive growth, improve operations, and implement strategic initiatives. Rich's addition reflects Merchant's commitment to providing advisors with top-tier resources and experienced leadership. His arrival coincides with Merchant's focus on enhancing services for the independent wealth management industry, including partnerships with essential service providers like Advisor Assist, Republic Capital Group, and FinLink. Upcoming areas of focus include trust services and enhanced valuation capabilities to further support advisors in growing and protecting their firms.
Tech Media Breaks, Aegis Capital Corp. leads $1.25 million underwritten public offering for Semtrex, NASDAQ. Aegis Capital Corp. led a $1 million underwritten public offering for Semtrex, NASDAQ, closing on May 29, 2025. The offering included 1,250,000 shares of common stock at $1 per share, with an option for Aegis to purchase additional shares. Proceeds will be used for general corporate purposes under an effective Form S-3 shelf registration statement. Aegis Capital Corporation, in business for over 40 years, offers a range of financial services and products. For more information, visit pubflatw.aegiscapcorp.com/. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focusing on technology companies delivering news, press releases, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit htcap/techmediawire.com. Rothschild & Co. hires Ralph Lerman as Managing Director in Business Services. Rothschild & Co. has appointed Ralph Lerman as Managing Director of Business Services in their North American Global Advisory Team. With nearly two decades of investment banking experience, Mr. Lerman will be based in New York, focusing on expanding the U.S. business services practice. His expertise in complex M&A transactions in the business services sector will be valuable in delivering top-notch advisory services to clients. Prior to joining Rothschild & Co., Mr. Lerman served as executive director at Moelis & Company. His appointment underscores the firm's dedication to growth and excellence in advisory services. Rothschild & Co., with a global team of over 4,600 financial specialists, remains a trusted leader in the financial markets for over 200 years.
ICSC promotes Moutre McLaren to Executive Vice President, Public Policy. ICSC has promoted Moutre McLaren to Executive Vice President, Public Policy. McLaren, previously Senior Vice President, will succeed Betsy Laird. Tom McGee, President and CEO of ICSC, praised McLaren's advocacy efforts and experience in government relations. McLaren has been instrumental in shaping ICSC's advocacy strategy and engaging with policymakers on issues like tax reform and organized retail crime. With a background in Capitol Hill and the executive branch, McLaren is well-equipped to lead ICSC's public policy initiatives. Laird, who led ICSC's government relations for 22 years, leaves a lasting impact on the organization. ICSC is a membership organization dedicated to promoting and elevating commercial real estate and retail industries, creating connections, shaping public policy, and driving industry innovation and growth. Clinilabs expands executive leadership team. Clinilabs LLC, a leading full-service contract research organization specializing in central nervous system drug and medical technology development, has announced the appointments of David Hagerman as Chief Financial Officer and Janine Falinski as Senior Vice President of Commercial Development. David Hagerman brings over 25 years of financial leadership experience in the life sciences and IT sectors, while Janine Falinski has more than 20 years of pharmaceutical industry experience. These strategic additions to the executive team demonstrate Clinilabs' commitment to strengthening its leadership and commercial capabilities for continued growth. Dr. Gary Zammit, President and CEO of Clinilabs, expressed excitement about the new team members' contributions and their alignment with the company's vision for growth and expansion. Investigations and white-collar defense partner Sameeth Guha joins Venable. Sameeth Guha has joined Venable LLP's New York office as a partner in the litigation division. With over two decades of experience, Sameeth specializes in white-collar criminal defense, internal investigations, and commercial litigation. He represents clients in the financial services and technology sectors in multi-agency investigations and regulatory matters. Sameeth's background as a federal prosecutor brings strategic insight to disputes involving corporate fraud, insider trading, and compliance issues. Venable's litigation division co-chair, Edward Boyle, praised Samid's track record of success. Ken Nowaday, co-chair of Venable's Investigations and White-Collar Defense Group, highlighted Samid's expertise in guiding clients through complex enforcement actions. Samid expressed excitement about joining Venable's team and looks forward to collaborating on client objectives. Venable LLP, a Global 100 law firm, provides counsel to organizations worldwide with a team of over 900 professionals across the country.
Rockbreak's Nicola Mining Inc., appointed HLIA, OTQBIF, strengthens copper exploration team with senior geologist. Nicola Mining Inc. strengthens its copper exploration team by appointing Vicente Garcia as senior geologist. With over 7 years of global experience, Garcia will support upcoming 2025 initiatives focusing on the new Craigmont Copper Project. CEO Peter Espig highlights the company's commitment to copper exploration, with Garcia and VP of Exploration Will Witte evaluating targets at the fully permitted Treasure Mountain Silver Mine. Nicola Mining owns a 100% mill and tailings facility near Merritt, British Columbia, and high-grade copper and silver projects. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Merchant Focus appoints Travis Jordan as president. Merchant Focus, a leading provider of secure payment processing solutions, has appointed Travis Jordan as its new president. With over a decade of experience in the payments industry, including roles at Merchant Focus as vice president and business development manager, Travis brings expertise in embedded payments and high-risk merchant services. Recognized as a 2025 ETA 40 Under 40 Award recipient, Travis will drive innovation and growth at Merchant Focus, focusing on expanding embedded payment capabilities for software platforms. His mission is to empower businesses with easy-to-integrate payment solutions. Merchant Focus, founded in 2004, offers tailored payment processing tools for businesses of all sizes, combining technology with personalized service to thrive in a digital economy. Sinclair names Daniel Moss, Vice President of Business Development, AMP Media. Sinclair has appointed Daniel Moss as Vice President of Business Development for AMP Media, the company's original content brand. With over 15 years of experience in digital content and business development, Moss will lead strategic growth initiatives for AMP Media's expanding portfolio, including original podcasts and social-first video series. Prior to this role, Moss served as head of media at Better and executive vice president at Wave Sports Entertainment. His expertise in media, sports, and entertainment will be instrumental in scaling audiences and growing monetization for AMP Media. Moss holds an MBA from NYU Stern School of Business and graduated magna cum laude from the University of Pennsylvania. Sinclair Inc., NASDAQ SBGI, is a diversified media company known for its local news and sports coverage, as well as original podcasts through AMP Media. Construction attorney, litigator, Alex Sarsfield joins Adams & Reese Tampa office. Alex Sarsfield has joined the Adams & Reese Tampa office as counsel in the construction practice group. With experience in construction law and commercial litigation since 2017, Sarsfield is recognized as a rising star in Florida Super Lawyers and one to watch in Best Lawyers in America. His addition strengthens the nationally ranked Adams & Reese Construction Practice Group, which has over 90 attorneys licensed in 35 states. Sarsfield's leadership in the legal community, including co-chairing the construction section of the Hillsborough County Bar Association, makes him a valuable asset. He is also actively involved in various legal organizations and community service initiatives in Tampa. Mining news breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, OTCQB, LFL3Furo. Advances Swanson Drilling and Beacon Mill restart with exploration success and strategic appointment. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is making significant advancements with its Swanson Gold Project in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt, including plans for a 5,000-meter diamond drill program and the strategic appointment of Peter Espig as strategic advisor. The company has identified over 50 drill targets and is in advanced discussions with institutional and private equity groups to finance the Beacon Gold Mill restart. LaFleur aims to generate near-term cash flow through bulk sampling and toll milling, with the goal of restarting the mill by early 2026. For more information, visit LaFleur Minerals' website.
Ballast Rock Private Wealth is named a finalist in the Wealth Management 2025 Industry Awards for Thought Leader of the Year. Ballast Rock Private Wealth has been named a finalist in the Wealth Management 2025 Industry Awards for Thought Leader of the Year in the Individual RIA category. Senior Wealth Advisor and Portfolio Manager Jim Carroll's work on market volatility has been recognized. Carroll, known for his Vixologist financial account, is praised for his leadership during market spikes. The Wealth Management Industry Awards honor companies and individuals making a difference in financial advisor success. Winners will be announced in New York City on September 4th. Ballast Rock is committed to delivering risk-adjusted returns and positive change in the industry.
J.S. Held appoints James E. Malachowski as Chief Intellectual Property Officer. Global consulting firm J.S. Held appoints James E. Malachowski as the first Chief Intellectual Property Officer, PO. CPO plays a crucial role in identifying, protecting, and leveraging intangible assets. J.S. Held holds a robust portfolio of patents, trademarks, and proprietary technologies. Ocean Tomo, a part of J.S. Held, offers comprehensive intellectual property consulting. J.S. Held experts combine IP expertise with various specializations to benefit clients. The firm's work in property and casualty insurance markets, along with Ocean Tomo's expertise, provides a strong foundation in risk assessment and data analysis. Learn more about James E. Malachowski, the new CIPO at J.S. Held, a global consulting firm known for providing strategic advice and risk mitigation services. Laura Alfaro joins the Inter-American Development Bank as Chief Economist and Economic Counselor. Laura Alfaro has been appointed as Chief Economist and Economic Counselor at the Inter-American Development Bank, bringing extensive economic research and public policy expertise in Latin America and the Caribbean. Her appointment strengthens the IDB's research department as a leading voice on challenges such as productivity, competitiveness, private sector growth, technology, public sector efficiency, financial inclusion, resilience, energy supply, poverty, and inequality. IDB President Elon Goldfein expressed satisfaction with the appointment, coinciding with the IDPAC Plus implementation phase. Ms. Alfaro, a dual citizen of the U.S. and Costa Rica, holds a PhD in economics from UCLA and has previously served as Minister of National Planning and Economic Policy in Costa Rica. She joined the bank on June 1, 2025, and looks forward to contributing impactful ideas and collaboration to improve lives in the region.
Tech Media Breaks, Secure Private Data, Let OTQF GDT, launches DC-based division to protect diplomats from escalating cyber threats. Secure Private Data, OTQB, has launched a government and diplomatic core division in Washington, D.C. to protect officials from rising cyber threats. The Swiss-hosted encrypted communication suite offers secure email, messaging, and VPN services tailored to diplomats and government leaders. With recent breaches exposing DC staffers and top U.S. officials, Secure's platform aims to counter threats like phishing, AI hacks, and chat compromises. The company is marketing the service through the Washington Diplomat, expecting rapid adoption as demand for secure communications grows globally. FTI Consulting appoints Mark White as Senior Managing Director. FTI Consulting Inc. announced the appointment of Mark White as a Senior Managing Director in the construction, projects, and assets practice within the firm's forensic and litigation consulting segment. With over 20 years of experience, Mr. White will help engineering and construction clients navigate digital transformations, boosting productivity and effectiveness. Prior to joining FTI Consulting, he held senior roles at Hexagon Asset Lifecycle Intelligence and Faithful Gould. Mr. White aims to simplify technology landscapes, providing solutions that clients are eager to adopt. FTI Consulting, with more than 8,100 employees in 33 countries, is a global expert firm for organizations facing crisis and transformation. NMTC funded 350 projects, more than 61,000 jobs across the U.S. in 2024. The New Markets Tax Credit Coalition released its 2025 New Markets Tax Credit Progress Report, highlighting the impact of NMTC activities in 2024. The report shows that 350 projects totaling $8 billion received NMTC allocation, creating over 61,000 jobs. 81.3% of NMTC financing went to severely distressed communities, with 30.1% to non-metropolitan counties. NMTC equity pricing increased, with the median price reported at 79 cents. Projects spanned 44 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico, supporting healthcare, education, manufacturing, and real estate sectors. The NMTC has created over 1 million jobs since 2003, showcasing its effectiveness in driving investments to low-income communities and spurring economic growth.
Mizuho Americas appoints Nick Setyan as Managing Director and Senior Equity Research Analyst. Mizuho Americas has appointed Nick Setyan as Managing Director and Senior Equity Research Analyst, focusing on the restaurant sector. Setyan, with 15 years of experience in the industry, joins from Wedbush Securities. Reporting to Bill Featherston, head of America's Equity Research, Setyan's expertise and relationships in the sector are seen as valuable assets to Mizuho's research department. Setyan, a Cornell University graduate, brings a wealth of knowledge to his new role. Mizuho Financial Group, Inc., with assets totaling approximately $2 trillion, offers a wide range of financial services globally through its 65,000 employees across 36 countries. Mizuho Americas, a prominent corporate and investment bank, delivers tailored solutions to clients in the U.S., Canada, and Latin America, bolstered by its recent acquisition of Greenhill. Yeti appoints Arvind Bhatia as Vice President, Investor Relations. Yeti Holdings, Inc. has appointed Arvind Bhatia as Vice President, Investor Relations. In this role, Mr. Bhatia will develop the company's investor relations strategy and engage with the investment community. Reporting to Mike McMullen, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Bhatia brings over 25 years of experience in investor relations, equity research, and business development, previously leading investor relations at Shark Ninja, Grocery Outlet, At Home Group, and Dave & Buster's. He holds a Bachelor of Commerce and MBA and is a chartered financial analyst. Yeti, known for its innovative outdoor products, is excited to have Mr. Bhatia join the team to further enhance shareholder value and showcase the company's growth potential.
Biomed news breaks: nanoviricides, N-American, NNVC, advances measles drug program amid rising global outbreaks. Nanoviricides, Inc. is advancing its clinical stage antiviral candidate NV387 for measles, targeting a global health threat amid vaccine failures. An animal trial is underway to confirm NV387's potential as the first effective therapeutic for measles. The drug neutralizes viruses by binding and dismantling them, with U.S. cases surpassing 1,000 in 2025 and Europe reporting a tenfold increase last year. Nanoviricides aims to fill a critical unmet need as traditional vaccine strategies face challenges. For more information about nanoviricides, visit www.nanoviricides.com.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BIA, celebrates Juve Stabia's Serie A playoff run and stadium investment milestone. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, congratulated portfolio club SS Juve Stabia SRL on its successful season, finishing fifth and making it to the semifinals in the Serie A promotion playoffs. The city of Castellammare di Stabia honored players, staff, and leadership in a celebratory ceremony. Brera also acknowledged the regional government's commitment of €5 million to upgrade Juve Stabia's Romeo Menti Stadium. Executive Chairman Dan McClory expressed pride in supporting the Pride of Castellammare di Stabia. To learn more about Brera Holdings PLC and its global sports club ownership strategy, visit www.breraholdings.com.
Nutriband Inc., NTRB, a relentless mission rooted in purpose, innovation, and shareholder value. Nutriband Inc., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker NTRB, has been trading above its IPO price and reached an all-time high of $11.78 in January. The company's Aversa abuse deterrent patch technology is FDA-bound and has the potential to tap into an $800 million market annually. Sergey Melnyk, founder and president of NutriBand, recently shared his no-nonsense approach to biotech entrepreneurship on the Smart Money Circle show, emphasizing long-term value. NutriBand's core innovation, Aversa, aims to prevent the oral misuse of transdermal patches, particularly fentanyl. Investors can find the latest news and updates on NTRB in the company's newsroom. For more information on BioMedWire and its services, visit biomedwire.com.
Mike Addio joins Evercore as Senior Managing Director in Private Capital Advisory. Mike Addio has joined Evercore as a Senior Managing Director in its Private Capital Advisory Group, based in New York. Nigel Dawn, Global Head of Evercore's PCA Group, expressed excitement about Mike's deep experience in private credit and strong track record in structuring complex transactions. Mike's expertise will further strengthen Evercore's capabilities in private credit secondaries. Mike Addio, who brings 15 years of credit investing experience, was previously a managing director at Blackstone Credit and Insurance. He is a CFA charter holder and holds a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration from Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business. Evercore, founded in 1995, is a premier global independent investment banking advisory firm dedicated to helping clients achieve superior results through trusted, independent, and innovative advice on strategic and financial matters. Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TSXV UCU, OTQF, announces $10 million private placement to advance Louisiana SMC project. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, has announced a $10 million private placement with Red Cloud Securities Inc. for units priced at $1.20 each, with an option to raise an additional $1.5 million. The proceeds will fund initiatives for Ucore's strategic metals complex in Louisiana, including securing agreements, advancing engineering plans, and meeting obligations with the U.S. Department of Defense and Natural Resources Canada. The offering is set to close on or about June 19, 2025. Ucore Rare Metals is focused on rare and critical metal resources, extraction, and separation technologies, with plans to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through various projects in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit Ucore's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ memo, shifts to nearshoring model to strengthen supply chain and margins. Massimo Group, NASNOMO, has announced a strategic shift to nearshoring its manufacturing operations, moving production closer to North American markets. This move is aimed at reducing global shipping risks, improving inventory control, and enhancing gross margins. CEO David Shaun stated that this investment reflects Massimo's commitment to operational agility and long-term growth. The transition is expected to improve lead times, ESG performance, and responsiveness across its dealer network. Massimo Group is a manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles and pontoon boats, with a focus on innovation and quality craftsmanship. For more information, visit MassimoMotor.com and MassimoMarine.com.
Currency news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings Intoyas American OPHC reports 63% year-over-year profit surge in Q1 2025. Optimum Bank Holdings Inc. OPHC reported a 63% year-over-year profit surge in Q1 2025, with net income reaching $3.9 million or $3.33 per basic share. The growth was driven by higher net interest income and a reversal of credit losses. Net interest income rose 21.7% to $9.43 million, and the net interest margin improved to 4.6%. Total loans reached $800.2 million, and deposits grew to $852.933 million, reflecting steady customer growth. Optimum Bank also resolved a major non-performing loan post-quarter, recovering the full $5.6 million carrying value. For more information, visit the company's website at optimumbank.com/. Konovo names Tim Albury as Chief Financial Officer. Konovo, a technology-first healthcare intelligence company, has appointed Tim Albury as its Chief Financial Officer, CFO. Albury, a seasoned healthcare data industry veteran with over 35 years of experience, will help advance Konovo's AI-native intelligent platform for connecting fragmented data and transforming life science market research. Prior to joining Konovo, Albury held CFO roles at various healthcare and life science technology innovators, including Aquity Solutions, Concert AI, Calyx, Liquidia Technologies, and Osmotica Pharmaceuticals. Albury's expertise in private equity, mergers and acquisitions, and earnings optimization will be valuable in expanding margins and enterprise values at Konovo. CEO Tal Rosenberg expressed excitement about applying Albury's guidance to address market research industry challenges and provide faster access to actionable insights for healthcare and life science companies. Konovo, a global health company focused on transforming research through technology, supports leading market research agencies, consultancies, and pharmaceutical brands by connecting them to specialized healthcare audiences via an intelligent platform. Konovo is a portfolio company of Fraser Healthcare Partners. Wall Street targets breakout gold producers as bull market accelerates, with gold prices surpassing $3,000 per ounce and outperforming major indices like the NASDAQ and S&P 500, Wall Street is turning its focus to breakout gold producers. As U.S. debt to GDP rises and real interest rates remain negative, gold is proving to be a reliable hedge. Institutional investors are now seeking opportunities with companies like ES Gold Corp, which offers clean balance sheets, high internal rates of return, and scalable operations. ES Gold, along with other industry leaders such as Rio Tinto, Newmont Corporation, Freeport-McMoRan, and First Majestic Silver, is attracting attention as central banks increase gold purchases and financial markets look for sustainable exposure to the metal.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.